AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Pentagon says wildfires in west central Wisconsin this spring were not started by control burns at Fort McCoy. Melissa Kay has more.
Officials did not find the cause of the fire, but they located the origin over a mile and a half away from the prescribed burn that took place on October 12th. The wildfire started in or around McCreedon's Pass, but the cause isn't known. Officials believe the evidence was possibly washed away by heavy rain and snow that fell in the days after the wildfire. However, they concluded the fire was not caused by lightning, troop training, or operations. Plans are in place to rehabilitate the areas impacted by the wildfires, and Fort McCoy leadership will hold meetings in the community in the upcoming weeks. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Lawmakers on two committees are taking a closer look at a proposed $3 billion Wisconsin state income tax today. Under the bill, married couples making up to around $405,000 would see cuts. The bill would also eliminate income taxes on retirement income up to $100,000. At today's Joint Finance Committee meetings, Democratic State Representative Deb Ondraka said that while tax cuts sound appealing, Wisconsin isn't attracting new taxpayers.
We are cutting the UW system. Where do we get young taxpayers? Encouraging people to move to Wisconsin, particularly to go to school here. We're not supporting family leave. We're not funding child care counts. What do young taxpayers need? They need child care.
Democratic Senator Calderoy says the bill spends too much of the state's one-time surplus on tax cuts for people who need it least. Thousands of auto workers remain on strike in Wisconsin and around the country. More from Terry Bell.
The AFL-CIO's Bernie Burnham says workers tell her a lot of the contract fight is about helping new workers.
These newer workers are getting a different system of pay. They get benefits, but their pay is to the point where sometimes they have to have a couple of jobs.
Burnham says workers are also concerned about safety and burnout.
You are expected, of course, to do more with less time and to just kind of keep pushing the pace all the time.
Burnham says CEOs are making big profits while workers push for better pay and benefits. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Pro-life groups are calling on district attorneys in Dane and Milwaukee County to prosecute doctors providing abortions. Planned Parenthood began offering abortion services in those two counties last week. Earlier this year, a Dane County judge ruled that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a feticide ban. But Juliana Appling with Wisconsin Family Action says that the judge hasn't said the law shouldn't be enforced.
There has been no injunction issued against the enforcement of the statute, and no definitive ruling from this.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Baiting and feeding deer will be banned in some northwestern Wisconsin counties after farm-raised deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the ban today, and it will go into effect in Washburn, Barron, Rusk, and Sawyer counties. In Washburn County, the ban will be in place for the next 3 years. In Barron, Rusk, and Sawyer counties, the ban will be in effect for the next 2 years. A liberal watchdog group filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin against the secret panel of former state Supreme Court justices investigating the criteria for impeaching newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The watchdog organization is asking for a judge to order the panel to stop meeting behind closed doors. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who created the panel to investigate impeachment proceedings, says the complaint by the watchdog group is without merit. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Cards tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are down to their last six games of the regular season, all home games, at American Family Field in Milwaukee. This weekend, it's the Cubs. Tonight, they open a three-game series against the Cardinals. St. Louis in last place in the NL Central, 20 games behind the Brewers. Milwaukee with a magic number of one. They just need one win to clinch winning the division. The Brewers coming off a 6-1 loss to Miami on Sunday. Outfielder Sal Frelick.
I mean, upset we lost, obviously, because we lost the game, but but when it comes to clinching, like, I think we're in a great spot. We have a big homestand to do it at, so it'll be exciting. Looking forward to getting it done.
Tonight, it's Zach Thompson on the mound against the Brewers' Adrian Houser. The team with the best record in baseball is the Atlanta Braves, now 100 wins versus 56 losses. The Crew is 88-68. College football, Wisconsin Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vaikos has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after kicking 3 field goals and 3-point answer touchdowns against Purdue. Vaikos now 7 out of 7 for the year so far. Wisconsin is 3-1. They face Rutgers at Camp Randall next. The start time announced Saturday at 11 a.m. on October 7th. This is their bye week. NFL Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says the next player on his team who fumbles could find himself on the bench. Minnesota near the bottom of the league in turnovers, including 7 lost fumbles. They are 0-3. Last night on Monday Night Football, another doubleheader. The Eagles beat the Bucks in Tampa Bay 25-11. Philly remains undefeated. The Bengals held on to defeat the Rams 19-16. The Packers getting ready to host the Lions on Thursday Night Football. Green Bay's Rashawn Gary with 3 sacks Sunday against the Saints, just 10 months after surgery for a torn ACL. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry:
it means so much to him with what he's gone through the last 10 months.
Linebacker Rashawn Gary:
we just knew that if we take it play by play and play to our standard, we'd be fine and come out with a win, and thank God we did.
That's Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour, Taco Tuesday. Unexpectedly, Taco Tuesday for lunch. I'm so excited.
A buffet taco. Well done, Crudy.
Tom, also, we've got Egberto Willis. He's coming from, what is his group called? I want to make sure I've got this. Politics Done Right. And he's also got a new book. He's selling it. It's worth it. And his argument, Dom, is it's worth talking to our political enemies. But he hasn't met CJ. And I see CJ waiting in the queue. And I'm afraid if he did, he would have to retitle the book, maybe withdraw the book. It wouldn't be worth it, CJ. I'm just
maybe
saying.
An asterisk, you know, something. An adjustment to the premise, the theory.
Well, CJ, how you doing, man? I tease because I can, because you got a track record, but welcome back. What do you got for us today, CJ? What did Joe Biden do awful? He walked with the union, with the UAW. Starting to be admired. First president to ever do that. Trump never did that. Trump didn't do it today either. He went to a non-union shop. I'm sure that'll go over well with the boys at the UAW.
He's desperate.
Yeah, Trump is, man. How do you fake it like that?
Did you watch it?
Well, I've got the sound. I'm going to play it for the audience in just a minute.
I watched it. And I tell you what, he is so cognitively challenged and compromised.
You're right. Trump is terrible, man. He's hard to watch these days, CJ. Thanks for bringing it to our audience's attention.
It's finally, it's great to hear that you come around. You know, it was the other day. I mean, it sounded like Trump was blaming Jeb Bush for getting us into the Middle East. You know, I mean, all the things that Trump continues to say really makes me question his cognitive abilities, CJ. And it's really great to have you hear come around and bring it to the light of our audience.
Former Milwaukee pundit Charlie Sykes, he laid it out this way. I paraphrase a little bit, but Sykes said, Biden's old, but this guy's crazy.
Right.
Literally crazy. You cannot believe, nor would you want to trust or follow any of these things. And Dom, you missed it. yesterday, talked about some polling. Right now, the polling, at least if you look at national head-to-head polling, I mean, new ABC News Washington Post poll out, Trump 52, Biden 41. Eh. Pardon me, flip that around. 51-42. It's still a 9-point lead for the former president. I brought Charles Franklin in, our expert, the guy from the Marquette University Law School poll. You know Charles. He's our buddy. Oh, yeah. Charles said, nah, you got it all wrong. This is an outlier. Trump's only up by 1.5. The guy's under 91 criminal indictments. There's a headline in front of me at this moment at the Washington Post. New York judge finds Trump committed fraud and sanctions his attorneys. And that will only make him more popular with guys like CJ. Because you see what Joe Biden did? You see it? I watched it. I saw Joe Biden, first president ever, effectively to walk the picket line with organized labor today. Something to be admired, something no other president's done before today. We've got the sound of this, don't we, Nate? Let's play it. For those that don't live the life of leisure that CJ does, some of you had to work today, I suspect. So here is what President Joe Biden had to say. Can't show it to you, but, you know, use your theater of the mind. Play it for the people. Cut one.
I'm Mark Spott, the UAW picket lines when I was a senator since 1973. But I tell you what, first time I've ever done it as president. Okay. Well, folks, look, one thing is real simple, and it's very brief. The fact of the matter is that you guys, the UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices. Gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too. The simple problem. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Stick with it, because you deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits.
Let's get it.
We get back who we lost, okay?
Yeah.
We say, yeah, it's about time them to step up for us. Thank you.
I believe we have one more soundbite from the president. Again, historically, marching the UAW picket line today. Played for the people, if you'd be so kind, Nate.
You've heard me say it many times. Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country. Yeah. The union built the middle class. Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. So let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now. Thank you very much.
A little additional reporting for your sake, CJ. UAW warned Donald Trump that he shouldn't come to Michigan to speak to members who are on strike. He ignored them and intended to host a rally anyways, the Washington Post was reporting Monday. Biden comes at the invitation of union leaders. Trump came despite their warnings to keep his distance. Biden has touted a record as a pro-union president, while at times struggling to maintain the support of the rank-and-file members. Trump calls himself pro-worker, while at times clashing with union leadership and implementing policies as president that worked against their interest. And while Biden is joining a picket line of union members, Trump's remarks will be given at a non-union shop. Seems like something of a political faux pas, CJ. When you're going to stand with the workers, you got to go to a union shop when it's the union out on strike. Now, Trump attacked the union workers last week when he spoke with NBC's Meet the Press. The auto workers will not have jobs, Kristen, because all of these cars are going to be made in China. The electric cars automatically are going to be made in China. Now, above and beyond that, a little additional here from Kate Broffenbrenner, director of the labor education research at Cornell University. They have two very different strategies. I guess she's comparing Trump and Biden here, and they both really need the auto workers in the states like Michigan. Biden is taking this very unusual position for a president and saying the company has made enough profits and can afford to give the workers more, whereas Trump is attacking the unions and trying to create a specter of fear about the green transition. So compare and contrast these two candidates. The front runner for your team, CJ, the 91-time indicted former president in Michigan today, giving a speech to a non-union shop. So I saw it. I saw it.
He also...
Go ahead.
Trump tweeted out, whatever his social media is. Here's what he said about Joe Biden. He is destroying our country and likewise destroying the United Auto Workers. When he slowly walks to pretend he is a picket, remember, he wants to take, now this is all caps now, remember, he wants to take your jobs away and give them to China and other foreign countries. Turn your back on this corrupt and highly incompetent president, by far the worst in the history of the United States, and shout out to your union leadership to endorse Donald J. Trump. I will keep your jobs and make you rich. End quote. Donald Trump, while this is prior to his appearance at a non-union shop, imploring union membership to get their leadership to endorse Donald J. Trump, because he'll keep your jobs and make you rich. If you believe Donald Trump is going to make you rich, vote for him.
Dominic, here's the other headline at the Washington Post. Breaking news. New York judge finds Donald Trump committed business fraud for a decade.
No.
You're going to trust this guy? This is your guy, CJ?
He'll make you rich.
844-967-2789. Anyone but CJ, Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. You're great. I got to tell CJ, I watched Trump speak, I think it was a week or so ago. He thought he was running against Obama, I think. And then he also mentioned, as we are going to enter World War II, if you think he is thinking straight, CJ, whoa. And by the way, some say he wears Depends. Well, that depends. I don't know. But I can't believe, CJ, you look to a man that has to put orange on his face, have fake hair, and this is the guy you believe in. Hey, I feel sorry for you, buddy.
Bill, someday, huh? I want to clarify a point. I think you were invoked on Righty Whitey Talk Radio a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I was. Yes,
Dan O'Donnell called you like an ornery guy from Oconomowoc. I'm like, that's our Bill from Oconomowoc. I know who he means. And he only perceives you as ornery because you actually answer his clarion call and you take him on, Bill. And I admire that about you because not many will for some reason.
Thank you very much, Cootie. Yeah, he does not like me on the air. I'm call into his show a minimum of 3 to 4 times a week. Once in a great while, he'll let me on. But then he will, of course, hang up, start pretending he's still talking to me, and then try and prove a point. Just like, you know, CJ, you got to listen to Dan O'Donnell. You do. And by the way, when you go to bed, big glass of ivermectin, it's working. Thanks.
Don't forget the hydroxychloroquine. Got to wash it down with something.
As a chaser, got to have something.
844-967-2789.
The other thing too, and I saw this, and I paid it, you know, I see a few headlines here and there when I was on vacation and up in Denver, and one caught my eye.
Between the dispensary stops and the
mountain climbing,
hiking trips up to
Donald Trump stopped wearing a mask because it messed up his makeup. I mean, this is the guy that, you know, the Trumpsters put on the side of a bus, you know, with the head of Donald Trump and the body of Sylvester Stallone.
That's my body, actually.
From Rambo. You know what I mean? Or from Rocky. The guy, he never probably messed his makeup up. Oh, my makeup. It's going to mess my makeup. I mean, come on, man. We're talking about a pandemic. And the guy's biggest concern about wearing the mask, it mess up his makeup.
Dom, you recall who told me to get myself a good makeup kit for appearances on the Bronzer.
Yeah,
nude?
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Ron came to our studio a couple different times wearing makeup, no mask, didn't want to mess up the makeup, you know.
Well, no, of course not. No, of course not.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. A fine guest coming soon. Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right in his book, It's Worth It, Talking to the Other Side, Accepting CJ.
Right.
the delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 56 tonight under overcast skies with a chance for isolated showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Cloudy. Lows dip down to about 56. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 60s to the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can call us right now at 844-967-2789.
Tell me a couple of the intriguing headlines brought to you by the House GOP. The government may just shut down because they're a party turned upon themselves, right? The feckless Kevin McCarthy can't quite lead his caucus.
The Republican Party's in disarray.
There are some moderates that are trying to make some deals with the Democrats to get the prerequisite number of votes to actually pass a funding deal to keep the government from shutting down,
even temporarily,
the Republican-controlled House. And my understanding is the Republicans are moderating by, you know, 70% cuts to home heating fuel for the winter. You know, important things. Sticking it to poor people to appease the MAGA base. Well, that's not going to bring the moderates along. You're still not going to get the votes of the Matt Gaetzes of the world. And this Kevin McCarthy, I mean, embarrassment at best. Is it worth it just for a portrait in the speaker's gallery? That is the only thing he can look forward to. And as we teeter on the brink of governmental shutdown, we've got a Joe Biden impeachment hearing. Look over here. We're impeaching Joe Biden, not by voting. But, you know, just because the same guy.
We're going to call it. We're going to call it an impeachment inquiry. It's not actually an impeachment because we didn't bring a vote to the floor. We're just going to call it that and see if that, you know, satisfies our mega base.
Well, here in the headline, Dom, they call it a train wreck. Let me read a little of the coverage from one of my favorite sources, the Raw story. A government shutdown with potentially disastrous implications for millions of federal aid recipients and the overall U.S. economy is just days away. But House Republicans have made clear that their focus is not entirely on reaching a deal to prevent such an outcome. I think they're actually seeking such an outcome.
I think some of them have specifically stated such.
Dominic, on Monday, the GOP-controlled House Oversight Committee announced the names of witnesses who will testify Thursday at a hearing titled The Basis for an Impeachment Inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden Jr. They're going to impeach Biden on Thursday, or at least start this Kabuki theater. The announcement was seen as confirmation that Republicans are bent on moving ahead with what critics and the White House have described is a sham impeachment inquiry, even as the government barrels towards a harmful shutdown.
One made priorities.
One made increasingly likely by far-right GOP lawmakers' push for steep federal spending cuts and other extreme demands. Yeah, they're full of extreme demands. The impeachment probe will be spearheaded by Reps James Comer and your buddy Jim Jordan, who respectfully, chair the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. The first hearing is scheduled to take place just 2 days before the deadline to pass a government funding measure. Republicans have signaled that they won't pause their impeachment probe if the government shuts down. Did you get that? The government's going to shut down, but they're going to keep the Kabuki Theater, the impeachment of Joe Biden, they're going to keep that going. The GOP-led House is a train wreck, says Lisa Gilbert, executive vice president of the Consumer Advocacy Group, Public Citizen. Instead of focusing on resolving the budget to avoid a catastrophic government shutdown, MAGA House leaders are holding baseless impeachment hearings against President Biden to deflect attention from the ongoing major legal efforts to hold Trump and his cronies accountable for their criminal efforts to subvert the 2020 election and stop the peaceful transfer of power. And don't forget the latest headlines today, Dom. Here at the Washington Post, I quote the headline, New York judge finds Donald Trump committed business fraud for a decade. That trial? That's not even the trial. That's the pre-trial ruling. The trial's supposed to start on Monday.
So, yeah, there's not going to be any question about the facts of whether or not Donald Trump and his sons engaged in this fraudulent behavior over the course of at least 10 years. This is now assumed. This is the case. The judge has determined that, yep, that's what they did. I mean, Donald Trump continues to get support from people like CJ.
You see what Biden did today?
I mean, you know, the guy's already been convicted. I mean, he had to shut down, right, his Trump University. I mean, you go down the litany.
Trump org is actually banned from doing any nonprofit
this is a
work.
Civil case, right? $250 million. The guy, you know, he benefited, according to Tish James. That's how they arrived at this number. This is what the Trump organization benefited to the tune of $250 million. And I'd be like, oh man, under any circumstance, that would be the oh my God, I mean, how could it possibly? I mean, this guy, any other time, any other person, in a normal real world, that would end this dude's candidacy. But he goes on and I mean, it's more. It's not just lock him up. Now it's, you know, that's just hang Mike Pence. It's execute the generals. It's you know, go after MSNBC, NBC, Comcast, because they're giving coverage that he doesn't like for, so, you know. It is getting progressively worse as the noose tightens around Trump and his organization.
So the impeachment
more and more desperate.
The impeachment starts Thursday. And don't forget your GOP presidential debate on the Fox Business tomorrow night.
And Donald Trump will not be there again, as predicted by this guy, because he can't open his mouth and put himself in even further legal jeopardy.
Wisco Paul, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Great show as always. I cannot think of a law Trump has not broke, and I can't think of any promises he kept all the time he was president and now. So, from my view as a retired Teamster, Biden cares about working people, and that's where I'm coming from here. And he walks the talk here, you know, so... Trump? I don't even know how he's in the lead, boys. I really don't. I don't get it. So thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Wisco Paul. Well, he's in the lead amongst the GOP primary voters. And he's currently up like 1.5% on Biden in head-to-head polling, even if you throw out the ABC News, Washington Post. But this is an electoral college contest. And here in the state of Wisconsin, we'll see an election probably determined by 25,000 or less votes. And we here at Civic Media, we're going to do our part. We're going to make sure that one ends up in the correct column. At least I'm hoping so, Dom. If you do your part, come back, do your part. More Devils.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With just days left before the government funding runs out, House lawmakers now set to vote on a series of spending packages. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy also vowing to take a vote on a stopgap measure with border provisions, but he may not have the votes. ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill with more.
And we've heard from members here in the Capitol who say there are some Republican holdout votes who believe that there are items worth shutting the government down over, that there are issues worth shutting the government down over. A number of them have said they believe border security is an issue worth shutting the government down over.
In Michigan today, President Biden standing shoulder to shoulder with United Auto Workers on the picket lines at a Ford plant outside Detroit. President telling workers he supports them fighting for a fair wage. UAW union leaders, GM, Ford, and Chrysler Stellantis still stalled over pay and benefits. The president will be at fundraisers tonight in California. On Wall Street, stocks fell over economic worries. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill introduced by three Republican lawmakers would allow Wisconsin election officials to begin the process of counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Clerks would not be able to count the ballots themselves until after the polls close, but they could perform other tasks like ensuring all voters are eligible, checking for witness signatures, or even just taking the ballot out of the envelope to run it through the voting equipment. A Western Wisconsin deputy is facing charges relating to a domestic incident that occurred last week. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Ryan Schick is facing allegations of domestic battery, false imprisonment, strangulation, and stalking. Schick was taken into custody at the county jail and no details have been provided about his appearance before a judge. The investigation into the charges is being overseen by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through a Tuesday happy hour. And Dama gets happier right now. We got a fine guest. He's joined us live via StreamYard. He is Egberto Willis. His show is Politics Done Right. And he's got a new book. It's called It's Worth It. Egberto, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's my honor to be there, to be here. And I tell you what, love your state, Wisconsin. And I'm not just saying that to be nice. I actually visited Madison and, you know, it was great. I had a great time out there for the Democracy Convention and for a couple of coffee party program. So great state.
And your show plays out on KPFT. That's Texas based. Are you based in Texas? Where's home for you?
The home for me is Houston, Texas. I live in the suburbs called Kingwood, Texas. And I've been here for quite a while now. And, you know, we're just trying to make the best out of it out here, but we're doing it.
That would be
same here, Alberto.
A difficult location to live as a progressive radio host, podcaster, author. That's going to be a tough. I mean, that's not Austin. And I know Harris County. I know Houston's relatively blue part of a very red state, but that's a damn red state, sir.
It is very red because of how they control things. I mean, if you take a look at the state proper and you ask the people what they really want, it's really not a red state. But it turns out that, as you guys know, with all the trickery that goes on, especially you know that quite well in Wisconsin, especially what's going on with that judge, et cetera, that it's a difficult situation when they're really trying to stack the decks against you.
Yeah.
Egberto, I was counting your podcast. You're in the thousands, man. How long have you been doing this progressive radio, progressive talk thing?
Oh, man, a long time. Over a decade now. You know, it's sort of keeping that consistency going, you know, getting people to get used to coming at the same place at the same time. So we try to keep that consistency. Yeah, but over 10 years, I started out doing it with a little station in Canada, internet station in Canada, and it migrated ever since to both Coffee Party, to the Pacifica Network, and these other places.
Now, Egberto Willis, our fine guest, when you're doing the show, and we try to do it open line style, and we try to be open-minded. We try to take all callers, all comers, but occasionally you get trolls. And I know you've written a new book and I want to talk about it. It's called It's Worth It. And you think that we should be talking to our political opponents, but I don't know if you just heard from our pal CJ, man, this guy calls every day. There are guys that would wreck that notion, Egberto. You know, there are people out there that would make you regret that notion. So how do you stay optimistic? How do you continue to have conversations across the aisle?
You know, I tell you what, the listeners that I have, they get irate with me because they seem to believe that I give those trolls more attention than I give to them. And guess what? They're right. Because here's the thing that all of us do here, all of us in the progressive media. We know that we're going to get those trolls, right? But the other thing that we know is after we do a live show, even if we're getting one troll and a few people, there are thousands of people out there that are listening, not only to us, but to the trolls. So the idea is I try to keep my composure with the trolls, knowing that there are a lot of other people that have the trolling idea out there, but that are a bit more objective and they are listening. So even though people get irate with you for dealing with the trolls and counteracting the trolls, the sensible right wingers out there, a lot of times, because they get a new exposure, they'll say like, ah, I never thought about this way. And how do I know that works? I have the letters to prove it. People would listen to a podcast that I've done, you know, a couple of years ago, and they'll say, oh, guess what? Thank you. I never thought about that. I've changed this or changed that. Look, it's one person at a time. And I know it's hard as hell, but it's one at a time.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Egberto Willis. He is the host of Politics Done Right, and he is the author of a book, It's Worth It. It's worth it talking to, you know, let's say our political foes, people that don't see things exactly as we do. But, you know, we've cut some people off, Egberto. We've got some former guests like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who was eccentric and, you know, was anti-climate change and had many disagreeable political points of view, but we had the guy on 25, 26 times. And then January 6th rolled around. And there are a number of Wisconsin Republicans, especially, that find themselves fully embroiled in either a fake elector scandal, or they wrote a letter to the vice president, or they were, and some to this day, still trying to overturn the election of 2020 in our state, sir.
Yes.
So it's very hard for us to find, let's just say, the common ground with those that are still trying to say it was rigged, it was stolen, and let's redo 2020. What's your thoughts on the G6 stuff?
I am glad that you said that, because Ron Johnson wouldn't appear on my show. The right-wing politicians wouldn't appear on my show because I know that they know the truth. And I know that they are the leaders of the misinformation machine. So I leave them out. My ire is always left for them. When I'm attacking people, I never attack the MAGA conformist or the person who's been influenced by these guys, because I understand the psychology. The psychology is that these guys, they grab on to something. These guys have allowed them to grab on to something. So I give them no airtime. You won't see a Ron Johnson on my show, but you would see people who believe in Ron Johnson on my show. And I would ask them questions about why you do X, Y, Z. And many a times I have them answering your own questions. And a lot of times when there are two things that usually happens there, right? They answer the questions and find out that they're coming around to our position, or they realize what's occurring, and immediately I don't have to throw them off. They want to get the hell out of Dodge.
What about Joe Biden?
Egberto Willie's host of Politics Done Right. So how do you, because, you know, listen, I voted for a Democratic mayor of Milwaukee, for governor in Wisconsin, Barrett. Then a recall came around. I voted for Scott Walker, the Republican. A lot of my progressive friends, you know, they get me on that. I was the MC for the 2016 Libertarian Party of Wisconsin's convention. You know, so I've literally voted for Republicans and Libertarians and Independents and write-ins. I'm literally that guy, okay?
Right.
Then I look around and I think, well, and I'm down for the conversation, and people can change their minds, and, you know, new information comes to light, or, you know, you have an epiphany about something. So I'm totally down with the conversation. But some folks, you know, you're not going to convince. You know, some
right.
Whole, if you're a paid Coca-Cola spokesman, you're never going to drink the Pepsi. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are some folks you never ever. They're not willing partners. They're not honest brokers. They don't want to be convinced. They want to shut you down. They want to throw a wrench in your gears. How do you differentiate between those folks and just regular everyday folks who, you know, just, you know, go to work every day, got a family and, you know, wife and kids or older parents or whatever the case, start trying to get through the day and barely have any time for, you know, this kind of political fever that we're into? How do you make that separation?
All right, they're the trolls, and the trolls are, I use the trolls. In other words, I use the trolls to convince other people. However, that section that you talk about, those people that are there that have no intention of changing, and not only do they have no intention of changing, they're attempting to shut you down. Those are the folks that I simply let go. And the reason why is that those folks generally also know the truth. I put them in the same category as I put a Ron Johnson in. These people know the truth. They are there as the salesperson of the lie. They are there as the salesperson. So I get rid of, I differentiate the trolls from those guys that you just mentioned there, because they're the ones trying to do damage. The trolls are really confused. And sometimes, you know, you have that little kid that's out there that just wants to kind of be the other voice and see that if they can pull your strings based on other things that they hear. I want to use those. You know, I don't want to throw those away, because they make my show actually proactive to other people. And that's why in the book, what I did is the first sections of the book, I make sure to give the progressive message, right? In other words, why we stand for the things that we stand for. And I do it from a mathematical standpoint, an ethical standpoint, social standpoint, etc. And then given the person who wants to do what I say to do, which is it's worth it, talk to your right-wing relative, friends, and neighbors, because you then know the material, you can then find whatever modal you need to use as an approach to talk to folks.
I want to get your sense. Obviously, the former president, Donald Trump, interviewed on NBC recently, and I've given him some grief about that. Do you think that it's wise and appropriate for national news media to, you know, continually bring people like Donald Trump and give them more airtime?
No. Remember, that's what I said. Ron Johnson wouldn't appear on my show. Neither would Donald Trump ever. If I were so honored to have a Donald Trump on, I would never, ever have him on my show. Because, again, that makes me complicit in what he knows he's doing wrong. So, no, guys like that, I wouldn't give them airtime. But the regular average American citizen, if you have an ill person, you know, I consider many of MAGA folks ill. In other words, they're really sick, right? And as a humanist, a human person, you won't harm somebody that's sick. You try to help them. And that's what makes me keep my cool.
Egberto, all the ivermectin they need, all of them. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Egberto Willis. He is the host of Politics Done Right and also the author of It's Worth It. Let me ask you, I see there is a little made for Fox News event coming up. Gavin Newsom, who's taken this sort of pro Joe Biden stance, and he's kind of there in the public conscience just in case, right? In case. And then there's this Ron DeSantis character who has been a failed presidential campaigner. I don't know if you recall Scott Walker's presidential campaign, but the parallels are obvious. This guy is Scott Walker 2.0. We've seen it since the get.
Yes.
But Fox News has created effectively a made for television debate between the governor of the state of California and the governor of the state of Florida. Egberto, should Newsom be playing along? Sean Hannity is going to be the moderator, for Christ's sake.
He shouldn't. I know Newsom is a smart guy, but it's rigged, and I wouldn't do it. No. And the reason I wouldn't do it is not out of fear, but how they're going to splice and cut whatever I say for the out clips, the outtakes. It's not about the interview where he's going to clean their clocks. It's about how they create the outtakes, and the outtakes are going to be hundreds and hundreds of clips that they can go ahead and change the outtakes and make it say something it didn't.
Well, let me ask you, Egberto, if Fox News comes calling, do you accept the invitation? I've personally been banned from that little two-bit operation, but would you go on the Foxy News? What's your personal attitude?
Not to do a debate. I would go to Fox News one-on-one. If the host calls up and say, I want to ask you XYZ, I would say that, and I will make sure that my answers are in such a manner that you can't easily cut it to say what it doesn't say.
Well, I can tell you, have you been? Because they really don't ever make it a fair fight. They sort of box you in. They usually put you on a panel, and they usually don't even tell you what you're talking about till like the bright lights are in your face. 3, 2, 1, we're talking about crash and grab in San Francisco and why it's Joe Biden's fault. Defend him.
I
personally burned out on that little exercise. Now, you know, occasionally C-SPAN. I'm waiting for the big call from MSNBC. Maybe someone, Egberto.
Neither of us will get a call from MSNBC because we are straight talkers. I mean, you have somebody who actually voted libertarian here, and you know they will create some issues there. So no, they would never call. I don't think any one of us here.
Well, Egberto, that means you better sell your own book. How can people buy the book? It's Worth It.
You can go get get links to the book at politicsdoneright.com/books. politicsdoneright.com/books, and you can find all my books there. It's Worth It. It's worth getting that book. I can guarantee you that.
And if people want to hear your show, Egberto, how can they listen?
You can go to politicsdoneright.tv. politicsdoneright.tv.
Egberto Willis, thank you so much, man. I don't know if it's worth it talking to every single righty out there, but it was certainly worth it talking to you today. Really nice making your acquaintance, sir.
It has been my honor. Thank you so kindly.
We'll have you back. Definitely. Come back with us, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. Sir. One last segment for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Call us. It's worth it.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Stop
Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. Little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 56. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Overcast. Lows around 56 tomorrow night. Upper 60s Thursday. Warmer Friday with highs in the mid-70s and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. Time flies when you're having fun. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fun one. I liked him. Egberto Willis. He is the host of Politics Done Right. That's his show. And also the new book, It's Worth It. Go to politicsdoneright, I believe it's .com/books, and you can find that book. It's Worth It, all the fine books that Egberto has written. And he got a little love on the texting channel. What'd they say about, here it is. Nice interview. Egberto is a cool dude. Book him again. I'm sure we will. Also, yeah, another one from WAUK. Love this. Robert Pilot should podcast with this dude to show white privileged. Right. WAUK also sending along a little love for our friend Bill from Oconomowoc, calling into Righty Whitey Talk Radio, doing his best to be a cantankerous old man whenever possible. I admire the quality, Bill. I did so likewise. I didn't mention that. I was actually setting up a little humble brag.
Yeah. Not really humble, man.
Here's another one from our friend Dana in La Crosse up there in God's country. We're heading to La Crosse on Friday.
See you Friday, Dana.
Dana, you better be at Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. We're going to be there 4 to 6 broadcasting live in Oktoberfest and all through the weekend. We're staying up there, Dom, Friday at least. You know, late checkout. And also, the Bavarian Brew House, Beer House, in Glendale. We're going to be there on Thursday. Little politics, then Packers. You know, this is going to be the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. The best one we've ever done, Dom.
Ever. That's saying a lot, man. We've been on the road a long time. I mean, Egberto, what, 10 years? He said we were going on 12. I mean, times have changed in the last decade, man. Let me tell you.
Dana from La Crosse, our pal Dana, says, Clay didn't articulate how Biden embarrassed himself today. Of course, CJ doesn't know how to articulate. That's quite true, Dana. To my experience, he is not a articulate man.
I like
Dana wants us, by the
philosophy.
Way.
Philosophy. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Dana's philosophy is we should still try to work our way into the Oktoberfest parade on Saturday up in La Crosse. Feels like we'd be the stars of it. Bring some Mardi Gras beads. Give them out.
You'd be taking
your show. Your shirt would be off in no time flat. Probably your pants too.
I might be easy, but I ain't cheap, Crudy. The the philosophy of engaging in those that don't agree with you politically. I'm absolutely down with that. No doubt, man. I mean, look at them. The devil's advocates. You and I have been arguing politics since we were in college together, man. You know, and when you like someone, when you have respect for someone, you generally have a little more room to move. You know what I'm saying? And you can take a little heat, a little grief easier when it's coming from someone you love, baby. But I thought he did a great job specifying how he takes and who he takes. The believers or the callers, and I would put guys like Gary or Dave or some of the randoms that we get, friends of ours, people we've met, who just happen to be conservative and engaged. I'm totally down with that. CJ's a little different story, man. I mean, CJ's, you know, you're out there. I know he's listening all day, every day. He's like Santa Claus, man. The guy's never goes away. But I'm not convinced that he's even open to, you know, changing an idea or engaging in a different philosophy or articulating a different way to go after a policy.
You should hear CJ talk sports, man. He gets downright bubbly. Oh, Gilbert Brown. Yeah, I remember that one time. You're so great, Gilbert. Did I say you were great? Because I think you're great.
We're all humans, right? I mean, we can all, you know, relate on some, you know, basic sense. And you know, we talked about this before. We all bleed red, we all breathe air. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there's some very basic, you know, denominators that we all are in this existence together, spinning on this rock through the universe, if you believe that sort of thing. But you know, it's one thing to engage in a meaningful conversation, a back and forth. I mean, there's no absolute right answer to everything all the time. And I've had a journey myself. So I'm down absolutely with engaging and giving people room to move around and to learn. But OJ Simpson, you know, was a Hertz guy. He was never going to be Enterprise. And no matter what you said, did, because you're a paid spokesperson for a specific entity. You are not looking to change your mind.
Okay, but whenever you use the OJ analogy, dude, something gets lost in the translation.
Does it really?
Yes, a little bit.
Remember the commercials?
That's not the most memorable thing about OJ anymore.
No, but he was a paid spokesperson, right? 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 And he wasn't going to be Enterprise.
Thank you for that wonderful analogy that just really, you know, really on this fine program today.
I'm absolutely here for you, Kurt. I know you miss me, man. It's great to be back. I'm glad we could do this. We should do this again sometime.
Can't wait and going on the road with you. Now, something you might have missed over the weekend. Do you see when they played the mascots against the youth? I know this is totally off the wall, but I've got it up on my Foxy News Digital. All right.
No, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Braves mascot, a bunch of mascots played a football game on the NFL field against a junior team. They were in their football outfits. These are, you know, NFL major league mascots. And the Braves mascot.
A junior team. What do you mean a junior team?
Like little kids, like 10, 12 year olds, man. Like little kids against full size mascots. And as it's described here, a friendly game of football between a youth football team and some prominent professional sports team mascots turned ugly when Blooper, the Atlanta Braves' official mascot, stiff-armed a young player while trying to reach the end zone. Dom, I got to tell you, he didn't stiff-arm this kid. He lifted him up off the ground and threw him. And then he did it like three or four more times, like he's going for extra yardage, yards after catch. He gets down by the goal line. I think even the mascot realized, I might have crossed some lines here. Wow. Because he could have, like, dove for the end zone. He's down on like the one, but instead of, you know, crossing the end zone and scoring and, you know, getting that glory, that Al Bundy style glory, he just sat there and continued to stiff arm the kids. It really, if I were one of the parents, it could have turned into an ugly scene. It was one of the more comical things I saw over the course of the weekend.
Huh. Okay.
But
I missed it.
You know, I just keep thinking, if only Blooper met CJ and just gave him that good, strong Henry Stell stiff arm. Watch the video. It's worth a watch.
I'll check it out.
Brewers playing at 6:40 tonight against the Cardinals. Could wrap up the division. They're going to the playoffs next week. We'll have it on WISS. Wildcard round starts Tuesday. Packers on Thursday on WRJN, WRCO, and the Big Q will be partying at the Bavarian Beer House. And Friday in La Crosse, Oktoberfest in God's Country. See you at Buzzard Billy's. Stick around. Maggie Dawn is next. And then Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. That's a mouthful. I'm calling it a night. Have a great one.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media app. News.